Hello, you're listening to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex, and today we're going to be looking at a psalm together. I'm going to read it in an older version and a newer version, and then share some immediate thoughts and reflection on it, and to see what spiritual guidance we can gain from the psalm. So today we're going to be reading together Psalm 3, and I'm going to read it in the English Standard Version, and then in the King James Version. So let's start together by reading Psalm 3 in the English Standard Version. And Psalm 3 is a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. O Lord, how many are my foes! Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. And now we read again Psalm 3, but this time from the King James Version. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Psalm 3 is a psalm of David, and I'm always inspired when I read a psalm of David. David went on to become a king. He started off as a shepherd boy, he defeated Goliath. And as a king, he writes emotional poetry. If the king or the president or the prime minister was to release a book of very emotional poetry, people would start to question whether they are fit to rule. But David doesn't hold back expressing who he is, what he is feeling, and what he is thinking. Do we hold back who we are or what we are thinking because of our position or our job? Because of our family position or the way we think people will see us? Take this as an encouragement. If it feels like people are causing you trouble, that people are saying God won't help you, you can tell God exactly what is happening and how you are feeling. In this psalm, people come to David and they say, there is no help for him in God. And David cries to the Lord, and the Lord hears him. Take some time to cry to the Lord and trust that he hears you. The psalmist then lays down and sleeps. And when they wake up, they recognize that the Lord has sustained them. So cry to the Lord and rest. Trust that salvation belongs to the Lord and that his blessing is upon you. Thank you. God bless you and goodbye.